want to reiterate what I said this morning, in that I hope that when we do this again, that someone else will be doing what I'm doing now, because I'm way too old. In that I think it's great that we can actually gather as a family and give opportunity for all ages to be involved and to play their part. But I want to start with a question this evening. And it's, some would say it's quite a deep question. I hope you're up for a deep question. You know, something really that's going to make you think. You may well need to pause and just really contemplate it. The question is, how fast can you eat a banana? I have three bananas here this evening. And we're going to see. I need three volunteers, assuming you like bananas. Tristan, your hand went up at the back. Come on down. Anyone else from down the front who's... There you go, sir. Go on, do you want... There we go. And someone a bit more mature in years, not to say that Tristan isn't. Andy! Oh, Datis, were you offering? Brilliant, come on up. Okay, now you can peel the banana. I will give you that, okay? The record, you can peel it and take it out of the skin. The record I think that we had when we did this before was about 19 seconds. And that you've got to have it completely swallowed. Your mouth has to be completely empty, okay? So you can't have any bits kind of stuck around for later on or that sort of thing. Should I take the skin? Yeah. Right. Thank you very much. Mark? Oh, you got a stopwatch? Oh, we're doing this officially. Okay. Run it. So, we're going to count them down in three, and then you can cheer for whoever you think is going to be the fastest. Okay. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1, go. Done. Close second, I think. Keep going. Keep cheering for him. Come on. Excellent. And almost there. Almost there. We'll give him a moment. Okay. Give him a round of applause. Thank you very much. 16.72 seconds, apparently, is the new record. So if you're ever wondering how fast you can eat a banana, that is potentially what you're aiming for, okay? This evening, our reading, many ways, I think, captures something of that, not because it's about eating bananas, but because it's about someone who is rushing around, trying to be busy and doing stuff. And I think often in life and in the world today, we can often get caught up being very busy and doing lots of things and rushing around from one thing to the next. It may not be eating bananas, but doing lots of different things, always on the move. And it's this challenge when it comes to hearing from God, meeting with God. Sometimes I wonder whether we can get caught up in that a bit too much, always being on the go and not just pausing. We're doing a series at the moment called The Sold Out for the King. In the mornings, we're looking at who is the King, so who is Jesus? And in the evenings, we're looking at what does it mean to live for the King? What does it mean to live for Jesus? And this evening, it's under the title of Giving Him Our Time. Giving Him Our Time. And so we come to this story of Mary and Martha. A story maybe you've heard before, maybe a story you know very well. Maybe, you know, tonight's the first time you've ever come across these two characters and kind of, you know, just starting to think through what's going on in that scene that was read for us a few moments ago. Jesus and his friends, his disciples, basically come to the house of Mary and Martha. And Mary sat and listened to Jesus, whereas Martha was busy preparing the food, getting things ready, you know, because she had guests. So she felt, you know, she needed to make sure everything was just right. And she expected that her sister was going to get a telling off because she was just sitting around and wasn't helping out, wasn't doing any of the work. But as we read in the story, Jesus actually does the opposite. And he tells Martha how wrong that she's actually got it and how right Mary had because she'd chosen what is better, Jesus said, in the fact that she'd stopped
and was spending time hearing what Jesus had to say. And it occurred to me that there's various questions we could ask out of this passage. So can I have, I need a few volunteers this evening to help me out, a few more. Would you like to open my first envelope, please? And pull out our first question. Slightly more deep and meaningful than the banana question. Here we go. It says,
is the Bible verse telling us we don't need to help out at home when asked by our parents?
Okay, first question. Is this Bible verse telling us that we don't need to help out at home when asked to by our parents? The answer is no. That is not what the Bible verse is telling us. So my next question I had, can I have another volunteer? Go on then.
Is this Bible verse telling us we don't need to do things as a part of the church?
Is that what the Bible verse is telling us? That actually, you know, if asked to do something here as part of the church, we don't actually need to. The best thing is just to sit still and let other people do stuff. Again, no. That's not what this verse is telling us. So I've got another question, a third question. Maybe we'll get this one.
What is the Bible verse telling us?
That is a very good question. Because if it's not telling us that we don't need to do things at home when, you know, our parents or whoever looks after us ask us to, if it's not telling us that we don't need to do things as part of the church, then what is it actually telling us? Because it'd be very easy to read those verses and think, actually, what Jesus is saying is he wants you to sit around and not do anything, be helpful, get involved, and all that sort of stuff. And that's not what he's getting at all. We see that Jesus, I think, kind of makes, there's three things that we can see out of this that actually we need to be taking on board. We need to be thinking through. Okay, so the first one, I have another envelope. I'm gonna come, anyone over here? Anyone can take us for an envelope? I can't reach up there. I know I've got long arms. Go on then. The first thing that I think we see from this verse is that we need to, attention is mounting here.
Stop.
Brilliant. The first thing we need to do is to stop. We read in that passage, Mary had stopped, hadn't she? Martha hadn't. We might think, oh, but that's kind of obvious, Ed, isn't it? But I wonder how often we don't stop. We keep doing things. We keep busy. We keep running around from one place to another, whether it's because we're having fun and games and all that sort of stuff, whether it's because we're doing really important jobs and whatever else. But I believe in this story saying is that we need to stop, just like Mary did. We need to maybe sometimes just stop and actually just stop when we think about how we're going to meet with Jesus, how we're going to hear from him. It actually requires us to stop. Secondly, I think we need to, Emily.
Sit.
We need to sit. So the first thing this passage is telling us, I think, is that we need to stop. The second thing is that we need to sit. Now you might think, hold on a second, is Ed saying, therefore, that to meet with Jesus, to hear from him, to kind of, you know, spend time with him, we've got to be sitting down? And actually, if we're on our feet, kind of, it doesn't work. And that's, again, not what it's saying and not what I'm getting at. But the whole idea is, I think sometimes we can be rushing around and we can pause or we could stop, but we'll kind of be ready to keep going. Whereas actually sitting requires us to really stop and to be still. In this passage, Mary had stopped. She'd sat down at the feet of Jesus. She wasn't thinking about going on to the next thing. She wasn't thinking about what was coming up or anything else that was going on, as we saw. She'd given her whole focus and attention to being there with Jesus. So we need to stop. We need to sit. And then thirdly, go on.
Listen.
Listen. Thank you very much. We need to listen. Mary had stopped. Mary was sitting down and she was listening. I wonder whether sometimes we might kind of stop, Maybe that's what we do on a Sunday when we come here and we gather as church. We stop. And maybe even we'll kind of do the sit a bit. We'll really try and maybe, yeah, actually, I'm not thinking about what's going on. I am here. But actually, we're not listening. It's very easy to talk to God when we pray and that sort of thing. But actually, we need to be listening to him as well. And we saw in that passage that Mary, she'd stopped, she'd sat down, and she was listening to hear the things that Jesus was saying. And it's not just something that kind of old people need to do, you know, that once you get to a certain age, you then have to kind of sit and listen because Jesus will be speaking to you. I believe he speaks to us whatever age we are, wherever we find ourselves in life. But it's the challenge for us to actually decide to stop, to sit, and to listen. And it's that question, you know, am I actually really wanting to learn things from God, from Jesus? Am I really wanting to get to know him better? Or am I just kind of, again, maybe just kind of showing up and doing my bit? I come on a Sunday, I go to a house group because that's kind of what I need to do. And I can slot those bits into my week and it kind of ticks that box. Or I come again on a Sunday and I go out to the groups, or I come to, you know, kind of go down to Costa, or I go to the after school club, or these things. I go to these bits and pieces, but actually I'm just slotting Jesus into my life rather than saying, actually, I want you to have all of it. And I really want to hear what you have to say. Earlier this year, as part of the ministry that I was involved in before we came here to Battle, we were with a church in London. And we were doing this whole event, actually just really waiting on God and listening to what was he going to say. And so we'd gathered in this church, all these children. This was just working amongst their it was 3 to 12-year-olds. And there was about 100 of them. And we'd talk through the whole idea of what God, you know, the kind of things he would say, the fact that he would want to say good things to us. He wouldn't want to say horrible things to us. And actually kind of looking at bits of the Bible about it and that sort of thing. And we'd been worshipping and we'd been doing lots of different activities. And we got to this point in the afternoon where we said, okay, we're going to wait. And we did just that. We just stopped. And we said, okay, we want to ask Jesus to speak to us. And we were completely silent, pretty much. And for about 5 minutes, I have to tell you, as a person at the front, it felt like a lot longer. We stopped and we waited. And then the children were invited to go there in different groups to share what they felt Jesus had been saying to them. And it was amazing. The stuff they were coming out with was not just kind of like, oh, the Bible verse that we'd just been speaking about, or the words of a song, or that. It was stuff that was completely different because Jesus had been speaking and saying things, and because they'd stopped and listened. And we think about giving our time this passage. If we know Jesus, if we're seeking to follow him, whatever age we are, and wherever we find ourselves in life, I believe there's that challenge for us to say, okay, am I actually going to stop? Am I going to sit? Am I going to really wait in his presence? And am I going to listen to hear what he has to say to me? Or am I just going to kind of carry on and just, well, it's all a bit of fun and it doesn't really matter. And I can just kind of look like I'm engaged. I'm going to pray in a moment. And as we continue and as we have an opportunity to respond later on, there's some cards that we've done up that just have the words stop, sit, listen on them, which if you want to come and get one, maybe because God's really been speaking, actually there's this chance of you, actually, no, I do need to be stopping. I need to be spending time with God. I need to be listening to what he's going to say to me. Then please come and get one later on or afterwards when we've finished. But Jesus, we want to thank you for the fact that you're interested in each one of us. You're interested in our lives. You're interested in what we're going to be doing on Wednesday morning, wherever that might be. You're interested if that's going to be something we're going to be really enjoying and having a lot of fun with, or whether it's going to be something that's really rubbish and actually, you know, it's going to be really difficult. And I want to thank you that you want to speak into each of our lives, that you have things to say to us, to guide us, to help us, to show us how we can live our lives for you. And I just pray that you will help each one of us to hear those things, to give you our time, to think through what it means to really stop, to sit and to listen in your presence. Amen.